Blog Talk Radio. Growing up because we didn't have the internet. We didn't get a chance to see
or really study everything that was going on with a particular counterculture. We didn't get a chance to see that. Now everything is at our fingertips. So we think that our children are in a lot of trouble or that they are really involving themselves in things that we may not approve of. So we're going to talk about that tonight. How well would you accept your child getting involved in something that you really didn't approve of? And it could be any, it can range from the way they dress, the way they wear their hair, the friends that they hang around with, the music that they listen to, their actual gender. You know, now we didn't have to deal with this when we were growing up. I mean, just keeping it a buck. There were no transgenders when we were growing up. Now there are. So we have to deal with that. Homosexuality, that definitely was on the menu when I was growing up. People act like it just started, but it wasn't. It hasn't, and it's not. But parents had to deal with that when we were growing up, just like we have to deal with it now. How did our parents deal with it when we were growing up? How do our parents deal with it now? Now, we can go right on the internet, Google, and probably find some celebrities that are going through these same things. We watch children grow up on TV, even if they're not celebrities. Look at Jay-Z and Beyonce's child, Blue Ivy. How do I know her name? She doesn't sing. She doesn't rap. She doesn't dance. She doesn't act or anything that I'm aware of, but we know about her because of the high-profile nature of her birth and the controversy surrounding it. You know, many people don't believe that Blue Ivy is Beyonce's full blooded child. Many people believe that Solange Knowles, who is Beyonce's sister, actually gave birth to Blue Ivy as a surrogate. Many people believe that. It is what it is. It is what it is. Nonetheless, I'm only bringing that up because we know her name. Kanye West's daughter. What's her name? Northwest? We know her name. But we did know the kids of celebrities, some of the names when we were growing up. Like, remember Cher. Remember the Sonny and Cher show. Remember they had a child during the run of that show. I can't remember the name of the girl, but I remember her because they brought her on the show. So we're going to take a look at this kind of stuff. We're going to take a look at this kind of stuff tonight, and we're going to try to contrast what we did, the wild stuff that we did when we were growing up, the things that we were experimenting with, and how our parents felt about it. Did our parents accept what we were doing, or did they reject what we were doing? Was they feeling it? Did they get involved with it? Remember the first time that you introduced your parents to rap music? I don't know what age that some of y'all got involved with rap music, but I don't know. The first time I heard Rapper's Delight, I was all in. I didn't know that rap would grow to be what it is. But whenever I grew up with the 8-track in the Buick, 8-track in the Cadillac, 8-track in the Cadillac, the 8-track in the Cadillac, pull out. 8-track with the big tape. Couldn't rewind, but you could fast forward, kinda. Program 1, 2, 3, 4. Who remembers the 8-track tape? I said program 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the program 1, 2, 3, 4. The program 1, 2, 3, 4. What they got the fat tape looking like a cartridge, looking like a big ass cartridge. Remember 8-track tape? Well, anyway. So when we would go on trips and things like that, we was listening to Frankie Beverly and Maze and Natalie Cole and the Supremes and my mom always bought a lot of music. She bought albums and shit. So we had new music all the time, whether it was 8-track tapes to when we got up to albums first. Albums, 8-track tapes, cassettes, whatever, you know, we had music. And we went on. So I grew up with music that was very different from rap music.
So once I really started getting into rap music, I was like, Mom, you know, check it out. Because back in the day, when did I write my first rhyme or try to start rapping? When I was about 12, seventh grade. All my friends around the way was cutting and scratching and rapping and all of that. And I got it. We was cutting, scratching, and breakdancing. That's what we was doing. And so I'm rocking the mic a little bit. We had our little crew. We went to whatever store and got our little letters to put on the back of our shirts and shit, or the front of our church shirts. What was we called? The something funk crew? It was something like Funk Masters or something. Had the little Playboy symbol. Remember, Playboy was a big thing. I got my Playboy sign. You know, they had the name belt, had the Playboy sign on it. You know, but my mom, she wasn't into rap music. My dad, he wasn't into rap music. But guess what? If I was doing it, they was all in. I'm like, this music ain't bad. It ain't, you know, got a nice beat to dance to. You know, he's doing the rap thing. You know, they call it rap. So, you know, I was heavy into it, but I wasn't as heavy into it to the point where it was costing money. So it was probably a little easier for them to accept it. But once I started getting a little older and I started wanting to spend money on stuff like fly gear, the way we dressed in the 80s wasn't the way we dressed in the 70s. It wasn't the way we dressed in the 60s or 50s or whatever. It was different. It was a little different. You know, wearing a lot of gold and a lot of leather, you know, leather pants, leather bombers, sheepskin, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So now, luckily, I had parents that would kind of facilitate that shit. More like my mom. My mom understood my quest to be fly. She got it. My dad was like, oh, I'll tell you what. Get all A's and we can make this happen for you. I'm like, get all A's. That's a tall order. But nonetheless, they were kind of accepting of the changes we were going through. Now, I didn't put them through a whole lot of crazy stuff, but I could have. And I had brothers who did kind of, you know, there were other siblings that were getting into things that my parents did have to, you know, decide whether they were going to accept it or reject it. It wasn't sweet like all of that. We shot my people out. What's going on? Hey, yo, okay, Carol Chamber, let me, Favorita is all up in the place. Good to see your face. No, you're not just taking up no space. And the beauty I could not see, Cherry said. I said the beauty I could not see, Cherry. It's Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. Hey, what's going on, Dana Dane? And also, I saw Bobby Cisse creeping up in here. Barbara Hill Cisse all up in the house. What's going on, Ma? And my man, Jeff Hawkins. Jeffrey. What's up, Jeff? How you doing, man? Good to see me, son. You and T. Carrie Wright is down for the night. It's always good to have you in my sight. All right. Let me check and see if we have a caller already. Damn, no. Rats. Oh, fuck that. Maybe it's because I didn't put no number in the joint. You know what I'm saying? We got to put some number in the comments, and then people will come. They said build it. And they will come. Build it and they will come. So y'all know y'all can call it to the show. Y'all can call it to the show, totally uncensored show, say it how you mean it, how you feel it. You take the cover off and straight up reveal it. Like a deck of cards, are we going to deal it? Can you deal with it? Yo, can you feel it? So that's what we're talking about tonight. Accepting it because my kids are a part of it. You know, you may accept something that your children are a part of because very begrudgingly. You might not be feeling that shit like, you know, in the 80s, you had black kids doing experimenting with all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit. You had the black kids that really wanted to be like white kids. So you might have been the type that came home with spikes and all kinds of ear piercings and shit trying to do the punk rock thing.
You a punk rocker. You a black young punk rocker hanging around white kids all the time trying to emulate them. I know that that was going on in the suburbs. I know it was going on in the suburbs because that would be where you would be a minority and really, really feel it. In the city, black people everywhere. You go to a school, black classmates, black teachers, all that kind of shit. Out in the burbs, it wasn't like that. So you might fall into that. So instead of listening to R&B and soul in the 70s and 80s, you might have been listening, you might have been listening to 80s pop or heavy metal or whatever. So you might have been into the Iron Maiden. You might have been into the Metallica. You might have been into the Poison. You might have been into the Guns N' Roses. You might have been into any of those groups back then, even the older groups, that weren't heavy metal but still hard rock groups that were born out of black blues, like the Led Zeppelins or the Rolling Stones or groups like that that were actually influenced by black musicians, but they put that rock spin on it and blew up. So you might have been into this shit, and you might have been dressing the part. Remember in the 80s, remember the way to wear your hair was brushed back on the sides and if you were trying to be white. If you was black, you just had a block. We called it a block. In New York, they called it a fade, a high top fade. We never called it that. We called it if your shit was high and it wasn't in a block, let's say it was round, we called it a high taper, because it tapered, your hair, light here and, dark going up and tapers to light. We called it a taper. We didn't even know what a fade was until rap music came out. But speaking of rap music, we're talking about a culture, a music genre that changed the world. Everything is hip-hop now. We never thought it would be like that. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. Nobody thought that hip-hop would ever go this far. Whoever thought that we'd ever be in, whatever Biggie said. But still, getting into rap music, rocking the mic like that, I mean, yet your parents had to, if you were deep into it and trying to do it, DJ equipment ain't cheap. Buying two of every record trying to be a DJ is not cheap. I still don't know how cats that didn't really have a job back then could afford to be a DJ. Being a DJ ain't cheap. Getting the 1,200 turntables, shit's expensive as fuck back then and now, especially now. But buying two of every record, because you had to have two. You had to have one play, and then you had to be able to scratch the other one. And you practicing all day, trying to transform and all that shit. So our parents either accepted it or rejected it. Now, what about our parents who were religious? What if you were born to religious parents? The type of parents. Let's say you grew up and you was a Jehovah Witness. You was Jehovah Witness. You had a hell of a time with your parents. First of all, they didn't want you hanging around nobody. They didn't want you hanging around nobody who wasn't a Jehovah Witness. They was worldly. If you were worldly, if your friends were worldly, they didn't want you hanging around them. So that's already going to cause a problem with you. As far as rebellion is concerned. Then on top of that, you don't celebrate birthdays or holidays or anything like that. That's going to put a little strain on you and whatever. And because you're not supposed to be hanging out, and it just put a little strain. I'm not trying to diss anybody's religion because a lot of people return to whatever religious teachings that they were brought up in after they have gone through their rebellious stage and they start to see the benefit in it. But, at the time that you were growing up, you may have reached a stonewall stalemate when it came to your parents. Y'all may have had to face off Like, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. And they might have been like, oh, yes, the fuck you are. Or you getting the fuck out of here. Shout out to all of my teenagers growing up that got kicked out of the crib. Had to go stay. I'm talking about getting kicked out past grandmom's house. Like, I ain't talking about when you went to Big Mama house. I ain't talking about when you went to my mom's house, Nana house, Nan. Nah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you got kicked out. Like, you had to go stay with a friend. And their parents had to accept the fact that you got kicked out by your parents and they took you in. Fed you, clothed you, took care of you until your parents came around and let your ass back in the crib. Y'all, I knew people like that growing up. I know that. So I know I'm not the only one who knew people like that. Hold on. What y'all talking about? We having technical difficulties out there? What we doing? We aight? Are we okay? Are we having technical difficulties? Hold on. As Cook says, a transgender used to do my hair when I was a kid. But they weren't transgenders back then. They were transsexuals back then. They were transvestites back then. Now you can't use the word transvestite. Now it's transgender. And for people who don't know, people who are transgender have not had a sex change. They coming up with all of these new terms and people think they know what they're talking about and they don't. When you are transgender, it means that you identify with being the opposite sex. And so that's how you act. That's what you choose to be called, and that's how you dress. So you have the reproductive system of a man or a woman, but you identify as the opposite sex. So if you're a man, you identify with being a woman. If you're a woman, you identify with being a man. But you have not gotten any surgery to support that. If you know, when it's time to have sex, you either got to fuck or you got to get ate out or you have to be penetrated. There ain't no way around it. Like the truth comes out when you get, when it's time to have sex. Time to have sex. So that's what a transgender is. A transsexual is a woman that used to be a man because she got the surgery. Is or a woman or a man that used to be a woman. Yeah. They actually went through it with the whole thing. They not just dressing up and using makeup and taking hormones and all of that shit. They're taking hormones to finish off what they've already started. So that's the difference. And some parents have to deal with that. There are a lot of parents out here that have to deal with their children being gay. And I imagine that's not an easy thing to deal with. I kind of wanted to push that to the back burner because, you know, that has the potential to take up the bulk of the show, and I don't really want it to do that because there are other things that your child may do that may be irritating to y'all. So, if y'all will allow me, let's push that to the back of the show. Let's talk about that in the back of the show. And let's talk about some. Let's jog our minds and go to the less obvious things that our children may do that may be really irritating to us, but we may gravitate towards. Like there are parents out here who have to deal with the fact that their children sell or use drugs. It ain't nothing new. Every generation goes through this, but it's not an easy thing. And you have the option of either accepting that your child is out there on some old druggy shit or pothead shit, because a lot of us have to deal with children who smoke too much goddamn weed all the time. They smoking. Every time you turn around, they lighting up, blazing up. And since they have changed the legal ramifications of being caught with weed or transporting or whatever, or even selling now, and because we have accepted the medicinal purposes of weed. Now everybody who smokes weed think they have the free reign to just smoke it everywhere. And it can be fucking irritating. If you're a parent that doesn't smoke weed, you might not even drink. And you got to deal with your son or your daughters, or your sons or your daughters, or both. And they lighten up all the time. They disrespectful with it. Maybe when they were younger, they used to do it outside or away from you. You would never smell it. You would never see them do it. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Is it only Carol having technical difficulties? What is it? Beauty, I cannot see Cherry says, my mom only had two rap songs, Planet Rock and Double Dutch Bus. And neither one of them are what I consider to be rap songs. I guess Planet Rock was the rap version. You know, okay, all right. Gonna rock it, don't stop it. Gonna rock it, don't stop. Gonna rock it, don't stop it. Take it all the way to the top. Let me hear you go. Okay. Double Dutch Bus. Okay. All right, so is it only? Oh, shit. So, damn, I ain't seen this many numbers on the Blog Talk side in a minute. So some people are getting to YouTube. And some people not. I have nothing. As Cook says, you're very clear on my end. Okay. Emily says, it only lasted about 2 minutes on my end, and I still see and hear. Okay. All right. Nars Hill says, the buffering. It's the buffering. All right. Well, then let me go ahead and put the number on here so everybody else will be able to see what we got going on here. See what we got going on here. All right. But, yeah, there are a lot of things that a parent might have to accept or reject or accept dealing with their children. That they may not approve of, you know, like I said, rap music, smoking weed, selling drugs. Many a parent have caught their child selling drugs, came up on, listen, I know my baby brother was selling, he was getting his hustle on. And I remember his mom, you know, came up on his stash and threw all that shit out. She ain't throw him out. You're this close. But she was like, you ain't going to be selling no drugs up in this motherfucker. Well, it didn't stop the rock. However, she wasn't going for the acceptance thing. That's what wasn't going to happen. Hold on. Y'all ain't got shit. Hold on. Got my drink. I ain't get my drizzy. My drizzy. Make sure I get my drink. Okay. But yeah. So there are plenty of parents that had to accept that their children were selling drugs and shit. They always selling drugs and shit. But what are you going to do? Now, you know, when you're dealing with your children either using drugs or selling drugs, then you start talking about the legal part of things that you may have to accept. You may have to accept the fact that you're going to be running back and forth to court defending your son or your daughter against some shit that you don't even approve of. That's what you might have to deal with. And that might be exactly what you don't want to deal with. By the way, on the Blog Talk side, y'all know we do have a chat room over here. So you can chat on the Blog Talk side. You can chat on your phone, too. I think. Yeah, these phones should be updated. So I'll leave the chat room open. So if y'all want to chat over there, or if y'all still chatting on, if y'all still commenting on the YouTube side, I don't know. I know that when something is wrong on the YouTube side, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm at their mercy. It's just I just gotta sit back and eat that. That I don't like. But sorry for any technical difficulties that people may be experiencing. Hang in there with me. Hopefully it's like a temporary illness. You be sick for a little while. Take a little soup and it'd be all right. I mean, get some chicken. I need some technical chicken soup and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kill this virus. Kill the cold. Get rid of the flu. Okay. So selling drugs, using drugs, parents have had to warm up to that. But did they warm up to it? Are you the type of parent that says, you know what, I don't like this, that, and the third that my children do, but no matter what my children do, as long as they're not hurting nobody else with it, I'm going to be all in with it. That can cover a whole lot of things. What about children? What about the parents of children that young men wearing their pants hanging off their ass? You may be disgusted with the way that looks and insist that he wear a belt. But you know every time you ain't looking, he got his pants hanging off his ass. Could you become accepting of that if he had everything else in order? Like, otherwise, he was a very good kid. You know, got good grades, stayed out of trouble, was very helpful, did all his schoolwork and his chores, had an after-school job. You know, he was a good kid. Mannerly, helpful, studious, courteous, kind, generous, a good kid. But he walks around here with his pants hanging off his ass looking like a little hoodlum. Well, how would you handle that situation? How would you handle that situation? Would you say, well, you know what? Shit. I don't like him having his pants hanging off his ass, but shit, that's a lot better than me having to run down to the youth study center or some kind of group home. You know, I'm defending my son all the time. He's a good kid. So I'm going to look the other way with his pants hanging off your ass shit. What do you think? What do you think? Robbie Mink says the buffering stopped. No buffering on my phone. It stopped. Okay. Emily talking about some hush. Oh, I need to read comments on YouTube. Okay. And that says my internet must be jacked up. I miss a lot of this show. If y'all home and y'all have Wi-Fi, use the Wi-Fi. Don't use your phone data, because sometimes you might live in a place like I got T-Mobile, and in this house T-Mobile is. So whether I'm using it for calls or internet, my home internet is going to be way faster and stronger. And you're paying for it anyway. Use the Wi-Fi. It should help. You know, every little bit counts. Beauty, I cannot see Cherry says, I think you have to pick your battles when it comes to your children, especially in 2020. Okay. Robbie Mink says, I tell my grandson to wear a belt. I don't like pants hanging off his behind. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, of course, you're not going to encourage him to wear his pants hanging off his ass, but he might be otherwise a very good kid. Either that or on his way to really becoming a good kid. He might not be a knucklehead. He might not be hard-headed. He might be the type that actually listens to reason or takes in the things that you say to him and tries to make positive changes with himself. He may actually put in some effort to do better. So are you going to harp on the pants hanging off his ass, or are you going to say, you know what? I guess you'll learn one day. Maybe when you don't get a job because your pants are hanging off your ass. But for right now, fuck it, I'm gonna look the other way because I can't front, son. You doing the right thing. You are doing the right things out there. You're making strides. You actually make me very proud of you. I can look the other way when it comes to your pants hanging off your ass. And so hanging off their ass too, in a provocative way. So what if you were dealing with a daughter who dresses like that? Dresses like one of these hookers, one of these dancer chicks, one of these stripper chicks. Would you accept that? Do you think that you could accept that lifestyle? Could you accept that lifestyle? What if your daughter became a stripper straight up and down? She's a stripper. I ain't talking about the A&E or Lifetime Movie Network stripper, like, you know, only strip to pay my way through college. That's bullshit. I don't know one. I've known a lot of strippers in my day. And none of them was stripping just to pay their way through college. They was all stripping to pay their way through to a Louis bag. Yeah, that's what they was looking for, a Louis bag. And maybe a little bit of Coke. Lines of Coke. It ain't easy degrading yourself night in and night out. It ain't easy. People think it's all, you know, you got all these other shit. I mean, when you really think about it, people glamorize stripping nowadays. Especially if you a pole dancer. Oh my God, you're so acrobatic. You know, you got these chicks out there putting poles in their bedrooms or somewhere in their house. Oh yeah, I'm gonna learn how to do that shit. Like for what? For what? There are other ways to get in shape. But I don't see the point of learning to be a stripper, learning how to dance on a pole. If you ain't going to get paid for it. Because the pole itself is kind of expensive. I don't know if any of y'all women out there went out there and priced the stripper pole, but it ain't sweet like that. Yeah, it has to be mounted very, very securely. Your floor and your ceiling got to be on point. Plus, it's hard. And if you couldn't climb the rope in gym when you was younger, you can forget about the stripper pole. You can forget about that shit. It takes a lot of upper body strength, a lot of agility. But you know, when you are a stripper, you're selling sex. You are in the sex industry, whether you choose to look at it that way or not. Because the real money is made after you get off the pole. Or whenever you stop shaking your ass, because men are willing to pay for sex. They ain't they'll pay a little bit to see, but they'll pay a lot to touch. And one thing leads to another. And a lot of people don't like to accept that, but it is that way. It is that way. So could you accept that, though? Would you look at yourself like you a failed parent? Like you didn't put in the work? Like, why would my daughter be needing to make money that way? Why? Got my grandkids thinking that she worked at night. She worked at night, all right. Sometimes she come back with a stack of money. Sometimes it seemed like she just broke even. Plus, she's smoking up the money, sniffing up the money, fucking up the money. The lifestyle of a stripper ain't sweet like that. I don't know if y'all know, but it ain't. It ain't sweet. Mentally, it's very emotionally and physically taxing on a person, especially emotionally. Robbie Mink says, well, maybe I'm just old school. The guys always wore a belt. Yeah, but and what about your daughters, Rob? Did you ever have to deal with any of your daughters dressing provocatively? You know, titties all hanging out, you know, tramp stamps showing all the way down to the ass crack, low rise jeans, all kinds of body parts spilling out that probably should have been compacted. Like she really need to keep it packed in. You know, because some of these chicks out here, some of these young girls are a little too big to be wearing this stuff that's so small. Like, you a little big to be wearing this shit so small, too big to be wearing this shit so small. I said, big to be wearing this shit so small. I said, big to be wearing this shit so small. It's too big to be so small. You kind of tall and you're revealing it all. Yo, yo, I can see your wings. And I ain't talking about the good things that you eat from the Chinese store. You looking like a goddamn whore. What's more? And I got a feeling that you're out here a little too much. I can't deal with the shit that I buy you a Dutch from the store. I can't deal with the shit that we addressing no more. Come on, baby, I didn't raise you like that. In a way, I guess I kind of raised you like that. Do you blame yourself? Do you go all in? Do you try to make amends? Do you tell your friends? Do you hide the truth from your family and people? You got a bunch of secrets that you keep about your family. But a lot of people know it's you. And it's going down, baby. Do you accept the lifestyle that the kids are living? Do you accept the lifestyle that the children are living? Pants hanging down, titties hanging out. I mean, would you accept that? Would you accept that? No, I mean, there are a lot of things that children may do that you just don't approve of. You know, some of y'all have to deal with young people that are, you know, gangsters and shit, thugs, straight thugs. You running back and forth to court, back and forth to court, back and forth to court. You know, every time that your son is accused of something, you know he did it, because you know the kind of man he is. Maybe he's just like his dad. Or maybe he just like the men on your side of the family. Maybe. Emily says, I have T-Mobile too. And yes, I'm using Wi-Fi. That's what's up. Narciso says, the cops don't look the other way when all they see is just another nigga. You ain't never done lied about that. Robbie Mink says, but when they go, hold on. See, my comments come up a little bit different. Hold on. Okay. Robbie says, but when they go looking for a job and their pants hanging off their behind, they won't get hired. It's the way you present yourself, self-respect and morals. Now, see, I would think that they would know better than to go and try to get a job looking like that, but it's not a slam dunk. Because, honestly, like nowadays, so much stuff is done over the internet. You barely go into a job. Remember back in the day, you had to beat the block. You had to pound the pavement. Going into, you wanted to work at a place, you had to go to that place of business, fill out an application, ask questions like, are y'all hiring at this time? And you already went dressed just in case you got an interview on spot. Who remembers that? Who remembers having to actually go out and get a job? Not just get on the internet, put your resume, cover letter, and fill out an application there. It's so easy now. I'm talking about when you used to actually go out, wear your suit or, you know, some nice attire and fill out applications manually. Sometimes you would get a position right, I mean, get an interview right on the spot. A lot of times you had to just wait. Keep a running record. All right, I apply for this job today, that job. It wasn't as easy. You had to really put in work. So we knew that you couldn't get a decent job in an office if you didn't present yourself a certain kind of way. And it seems like we stopped teaching that. Because how is it that the kids today don't know that? How is it that they don't know that? We sure knew it. I remember going out and looking for a job physically. And I also remember getting jobs, going home, waiting for them to call the home phone and calling me in for an interview. Always got the job. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, I'm so proud of my daughter, everything that she is. Graduated from college, went to Howard. That's what's up. I have one thing that I'm dealing with when it comes to her. My wish is for her is to find a good black man. Was she like white dudes? And I'm not trying to diss, but that might be something that you have to deal with. I ain't gonna front. I wouldn't approve of that shit. Let Ayana come home with some little Brad or Chad. You're like, oh, what the fuck is this? What are we doing? What are we doing? And coming home with a girl? You out of your fucking mind, shorty? You ain't gonna be gay here. You can't be gay until you're 21. Legal drinking age. Other than that, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And that's me, and I'm not bullshitting. I ain't Dwayne Wade. I don't give up. I ain't Dwayne Wade. Or his little freak-ass wife. Them motherfuckers on some other shit. They're very accepting, though, aren't they? Fuck out of here. They are the pillar of acceptance. Irresponsibly so, in my opinion. Jeff Hawkins said, Robin, yes, explained it years ago to my sons when it first hit their generation, the true meaning as to why. They simply stopped their choice. Lead, never follow the pack. Are you talking about the belief that it comes from jail and the dudes wearing their pants saying, you know, a lot of cats that I saw that I see wearing their pants hanging down, never even been to jail. So I don't. Maybe when you're in jail, that's it. But out here on the street, I know it didn't come out. It just didn't. People believe that it did, but it just didn't. It just didn't. That's just the way they rock now. You want some other shit. That's what it says. I wouldn't be able to deal with my child being a scripper. I hear you. And he says, your gavel didn't come yet. I know I'm starting something. Don't worry. You just watch. When it goes down, I'm going to bring the gavel down. Bam, 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 bam. Hey, order in this motherfucking court. Beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, I like Biggie Small clothes. So you like these overly thick young chicks out here with they shit spilling all out like a Mr. Softy ice cream that you held in your hand too long on a 100-degree day? I know I don't like it. I'd be like, look, shorty, there's a way to do this, and it ain't the way you doing it. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. Niggas will accept anything light skinned and thick out here. And I mean, it's a sad reality, but it's the fucking truth. Jeff, tell me I'm lying. Niggas, anything light skinned and thick, niggas gonna co-sign that shit. Chocolate and thick, yeah. But light skinned and thick, they gonna make concessions. Like, wait a minute. She can look like a straight clown. She light skinned and thick, son. Yo. I gotta go get me a scoop of this ice cream. Shit is fucking crazy. But that's rev. That's rev right there. That's rev. This shit is getting out of hand. But no, I don't think that shit is cute. I be wanting to tell some of these young girls, like, yo. In my fly days, I wouldn't fuck with you. You look crazy. Just like, I'm going to jump in my time machine, jump in the DeLorean, and not fuck with you. All right. And then David says, my phone sucks. Buffered the whole, just my luck. The whole time, just my luck. I'll listen to the rebroadcast and my refresh doesn't work. But keep listening on the Blog Talk side then. Just keep looking. Just keep looking. I mean, listening. Just keep listening. Robbie says, no, they didn't play those games. I taught them better. I knew one of my daughters, if I knew one of my daughters was stripping, I would go off on them. They know better. I hear you. Emily says, my sons didn't wear their pants down. They didn't like that. And I didn't have to say anything. They knew it was wrong. Okay. Okay. I don't know if it's wrong. I know, you know, it doesn't look good, but I'm not going to say that it's wrong. Well, I mean, if this shit, yeah, your draws are showing. Still, I don't know if it's wrong. It's just, I guess it ain't right, so it has to be one or the other, right? I don't know. T. Carey writes this. The dress code in my home isn't up for debate. My daughter wanted to hooch out when she was 16 or 17. I wasn't trying to hear that. Oh, Robbie Rob, I'm back on your phone. Yay. Indie Queen 86 over on Blog Talk. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate you. Word up, y'all. It's a good look. It's a good look. It's a good look. All right, man. Y'all holding it down over here on the Blog Talk side. That's what's up. That's what's up. I ain't forget about y'all. I ain't forget. S. Cook, some, not my son. Wasn't that the title of one of those HBO, no, the ABC after school specials and shit. Okay. T. Carey Wright says, I have one done, whose boxer briefs band I saw when, oh, one son. Whose boxer brief band I saw one day. After my reaction, he hasn't done that since. Okay. All right, so you know what I mean? I guess the video took his chicken soup, but not for everybody. Okay, all right. Okay. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some. You know it always comes through, and it's always good to have my eyes upon you. Word. Okay. Oh, she says she can't hear me or see me. Call in 319-527-6199. 319-527. We rocking the number today. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Multi-purpose numbers now. Now you might not even want to press number one to comment. Now we're using it just to hear. We're doing the audio thing, but that's what's up, y'all. Good looking out, man. Y'all so loyal. I'm so loyal. I ain't even give up. That's what's up. Narcissus said, pounding the pavement builds character. Adaptability is what I'm getting at. And the beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, no, never while her grandmother was a Black Panther. Her mother is her mother. Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, as Cook, can't be gay until you're 21. Like, and I'm only saying 21 because, like, by then, you could do whatever you want to do. I still might not let you in the crib. Like, you can come in the house, but your little butch friend got to wait in the car. Thanksgiving, I don't give a fuck. Shit. It could be the day of resurrection. You're not getting the fuck in here. We don't play this shit. We don't play this shit in the crib. Oh, we have a caller on the line ready to speak. All right, let's get in. Hold on. Hold on. Let me make sure Indy don't miss the rest of the show. Let's get this thing popping. Get it pizzy. All right. Caller with the last number is 2380. Welcome to the Daily Go Get Itism Show. What's on your mind this evening? Caller with the last number 2380. Oh, they must not have really wanted to speak. Yeah, I mean, they got caught out there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They got caught out there. Oh, Indie Queen, when we do this show, we're broadcasting on YouTube and on Blog Talk. So that's why. See, people are chatting live on YouTube. I'll put the link in the joint if you want to go over there. All right, youtube.com/SUN752. So if you want to go over there and check the show out from that side, you're free to do so. That way you can see, you can hear, you can do whatever you want, my dear. All right. Caller with the last numbers 8930. Welcome to the Daily Go Get Amazing Show. What's on your mind? Caller with the last numbers 8930. Where I can hear myself in the background.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, peace and green. How you doing, brother? I'm just scrolling on Blog Talk. Mm-hmm. And I ran into your show, and I was reading some of the, what your topic is about. As far as the things that go on with these new age kids, I call them kids, because they ain't even grown up, even the adult ones. And it looks like the older men, even in their 40s, they didn't even like went backwards in society. They've conformed themselves to society. And where I come from, I'm not that old, but I'm an older person. I was born in 1970. So, but I could never accept things as far as this feminist society, the things mm-hmm. that go on in it. I could never accept that. And I could never, I have values, you know, and I plan on keeping it. They say I'm old fashioned or whatever, mm-hmm. old school, but I see that as a blessing for me to continue to still be that way. And I just don't support none of this feminist things that go on society. I'm not with the same sex marriage, dating, none of that shit. I'm not with these skinny jeans. I hate this music. I hate all of this music, what they call black culture or rap, hip-hop. That's no rap, and that's no hip-hop. Only thing that type of music leads to nothing but negative or something even worse. So that's my take on it. And I ain't got no problem with a younger people smoking marijuana, because I was young at one time. I smoked it. But back in my days, we weren't smoking none of this, what they call loud. That's not even weed to me. That's something else sinister. So.
I hear you. The weed they smoking now is a lot stronger. It's not like the regular weed that we used to grow. It ain't the homegrown, that's for sure.
Right. That ain't nothing but the, man, it just messed their minds up to the point to they can't really even think and really know what's going on in society, you know. And it's just to do harm to them, especially for the black kids. Let me
ask you this, though, because what we're really talking about is when your actual kids are doing things that you don't agree with, and whether you accept them or do you reject your kids because of it. So let's say if your son did something or became involved in something that you really don't approve of. Let's say, for example, you didn't raise your son to hit women, for example.
Right.
Yeah. But for some reason, he started getting into that, and you saw him, you know, roughing up his little girlfriends or whatever, and his girlfriends seemed to accept it. Like, they didn't leave him. They seemed to even get closer to him or whatever. Would you accept that, or would you say like, well, if they don't seem to have a problem with it, then I guess I'm okay with it, or would you? You know, still encourage him to stop that, or try to get him to get help, or try to stop it in some kind of way?
Oh, most definitely. I would encourage him and both of them to not even entertain that type of abuse, whether it be physical or mental. That's something that I cannot turn a blind eye to, because eventually it's going to lead to the destruction of either one of them or both of them. And at the same time, you know, everybody got their own mind, you know, and they're going to do what it is that they want to. So
right.
Some you can tell them, I'll put it like this, you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. You can only advise them of the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what if your daughter became a stripper? Would you support her, or what would you do?
No, I would not support her. I would not support that type of behavior at all. But at the same time, you know, my hands are tied. It's like you can't really force nobody to do something that you're not agreeing with. I can't force her to do something that I'm in disagreement with. It's just something I just have to kind of, I don't know. I don't know.
You might have to eat that one.
Right. That's right.
Plus, she might be making good money, so she might not be trying to hear what you're talking about.
Right, exactly. But that's her. I don't care about the money. But she's just going to have to learn the hard way that all money ain't good money, and it's eventually going to lead to your destruction. However, because you ain't going to be pretty all the time, and strippers is no different from being a prostitute. It's no different. Only thing I could do is lay out the lines. Okay, since you want to be a prostitute, this is the thing that comes along with it. So prepare yourself. I have to tell her, just prepare yourself. If you want to choose that road, it's your road to walk, not mine. But I'm just telling you the consequences of being a prostitution. It's no different.
Okay.
They just use the language. You know, the things in society, a lot of things, nothing but negative and bad things, but they like to label it, give it this type of label as if it makes it better when it's actually no different.
Yeah. All right. So you know, now you know, nowadays we have to deal with a whole lot of homosexuality out there. Now I don't know about your feel. I think from hearing you say that you don't like how feminine society is right now, but what if your son or your daughter were gay and they were living their life and they wanted to marry, you know, their same sex partner? Would you support your children in that, or what would you do?
No, I wouldn't support them in that, but if they have a legal age, if they like, that's what they want to do, hey, there's nothing I can, what can I say? But I definitely would not support it. But I just think the higher power that I've not faced that situation.
Okay.
I'm just thankful my son is engaged, and I'm just thankful my daughter is engaged.
Mm-hmm. The way the world is right now, you don't necessarily have to accept homosexuality, but there's no
right.
way you can escape it anymore. You can't escape it. It's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can't turn on your TV, radio, or anything without seeing it. You can't go anywhere without seeing it. So, I mean, it is something that we have to deal with.
My thing is, it's all about what you focus your energy and give your energy to.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not no television person because I know what goes on there. It's everywhere. You know, I don't need to. It's everywhere you turn, any channel you turn to on TV. I don't watch nothing that's non-constructive, but as far as people being gay, that's just a conform. That's just people who conform into society. And there's a lot of people out here who are not conforming to society and don't accept that gay shit. Because, number one, first of all, it's not natural. So why are you going to conform to something that's not natural, that's not even of you?
Yeah, well, the thing is, a lot of people say that it is natural and whatever.
Well,
but what is natural?
That's what the media said. That's what they say. It's a lot of people who say it's not either.
No, trust me, I'm on your side.
It's just the agenda being pushed.
Well, nature says that it's not natural. But, you know, man goes against nature. But regardless, I think as a parent, we all know that there are going to be some things that our children are going to get into that we're not really going to like, that we're not going to warm up to very much. But we're going to have to accept that they're into it and that they really like it. And it could be, depending on your culture, depending on your lifestyle, depending on your upbringing, it could be anything. Like something might be really small to me and it could be really big to you. For example, you know, let's say your child wanted to join a rock band or something like that. Like maybe you don't listen to rock music. You're like, why would you want to join that mess? You know what I'm saying? But that may be their thing. Maybe that's their calling or whatever. So you might support them on that side. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm not going to your concerts and stuff like that because that music be getting on my nerves. But I'm glad that you're doing something constructive. So I'll accept that you're into that, you know, even though I can't get with it.
Just like my son, he smokes weed. He smokes a lot of weed. But I don't have no problem with that. He's not robbing nobody to get it. I mean, it's his life. That's what he's doing. I did it, even though it was a different time. But even though I don't accept it, things could be a lot worse. He could be doing a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
So just because I don't accept it, and I think it's not okay. On the other hand, I think there's nothing wrong with it either because he's young. You know, we've all went through, I don't know how old you are, but we've all been through things. It's just experience. It's part of life, you know, and wisdom is a part of their wisdom. And that's how they want to, that's their life, you know. It's not like I can control his life, and I'm not trying to do so. Just because I don't agree with it. There's a lot of things I do he may not agree with. So I got to look at that two sides.
Mm-hmm. things that we're about to get ready to get on out of here, but one of the things that really irks me about society today is that it seems like as long as the ends justify the means, everybody thinks that it's okay. So as long as you get money from it, as long as it's paying the bills, as long as you can buy anything or whatever, people think that it's all right. That's one of the reasons why we excuse the stripper culture. That's why we excuse the drug culture. That's why we excuse lying, deception. You know what I mean? The hustle or con men. You know what I mean?
But
think that as long as you get money, then it's okay. But if you're not getting money, then it's a whole big problem. I'm like, I don't understand that.
But the thing is, a lot of that is not even true, because that's what they show on TV, through media, through radio, through music. That's only an agenda that they pushing. And that's not like a whole lot of people agree with that.
Yeah, there's definitely a direct agenda out there. That's an actual fact. There's definitely
right.
A
that's the whole purpose of that. And they want to make it seem like a lot of people and everybody is agreeing and going along with it. But on the other hand, those who really know, see, they know that's just a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to be no Cardi B.
Unfortunately,
and ain't nobody trying to be no rapper either. Everybody know they singing about a fake lifestyle, something that they ain't even living.
Mhm.
And people got enough sense to see it. Some of them just don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. Like there's so much.
If you don't have me asking, how old are you?
I'm same age as you. I'm 50.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you a 1970 baby. Yeah, then we the blonde, the triple, the crazy. Yeah, 1970, baby, August 12th.
Oh, okay. I'm February 6th.
Okay. Oh, you Aquarius. Okay, that's what's up. So, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Now, I know where you're coming from. I see you from Indiana, too. I got people up there. So,
yeah.
That's what's up. But, yeah, it's like the way
a lot of this stuff that... Wait a minute. Let me tell you one thing. I didn't finish. A lot of these agendas that they pushing in these Sodom and Gomorrah states, like places like Atlanta. They've been doing it a very long time. So they deep in with it. And a lot of these... other big cities, I call them ports.
Mm-hmm.
But they pushing them in these major large cities. But a lot of these small states like Indiana, and you see that stuff go on, but it's not going on like the way that they trying to push it to say that it is going on.
Right. I don't know. You sure? Because it seems like it's definitely going on as much as they say is going on. I know even at your job, like I've been on jobs, they pushing that gender there. Like, you know, like as soon as they use a word called like diversity, that means they pushing the gay agenda all day. I'm like, okay, here we go.
They use a lot of these wordplays too. And a lot of people don't even understand what they saying. They just taking it for what they say it is. They're not even researching to dig into to even try and find out what are they really talking about.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But listen,
and a lot of parents don't sit down and take time out to explain it to, because the parents trying to push the agenda as well. So that's even more messed up. But all this stuff going on, they following white people, man. And they messing themselves up.
I hear that. And I wish I could call you a liar, but it sounds like the truth to me.
And all these black people, I swear to God, on everything, I see 1 out of 100 black people, they walking around with all this crazy shit up in their head, fake eyelashes, fake nails, fake ass, everything fake about them. They didn't want, they act like some of them, they don't like white people. But if you look at them, they dress like white people, got all the attributes of a white person.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that they help in pushing the agenda as well.
Yeah.
They traded places with the white people. That's what they did. That's what I see.
They ain't doing a good job of that. That's not an easy thing to do. It's better to just... It's always better to just be yourself. But listen, I got to get on up out of here. But I really appreciate you calling in. I hope that you continue to follow the show. And we're also on YouTube streaming at the same time. So, you know, you can actually watch and listen to this show. But thanks for calling in. I really, really appreciate you. And I hope you call back in again. I'll give you the link. Let's see. But I would have to...
Okay. I think I've seen the link.
Okay. Yeah. You see the
All
link.
Right.
Yeah. Just go to, you go to that. And we on every day at, well, every weekday at 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock a.m. on the weekend. So.
Okay. You be safe out there.
All right. You take care.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Peace. Good caller. Good caller. That's what's up, y'all. Alrighty, y'all. It's time to do the birthday shout. Time for some action. Alright, y'all. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 11th. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. I mean, they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are. Number one out the box, Yolanda Davis. Yolanda Davis, happy birthday to you. And then there's Doris Fox Davis. And then the number one Davis that would be Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. That's what it says. Yo, Annette, I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock, rock on and do the damn thing. I call Annette Davis the number one because she's been following this movement, and she used to always be the first one with the call on the line. So I appreciate that mucho. Many years, mucho años. So happy birthday to you. You do the damn thing. And also another go-getter, Treacy Determined, turning 37 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Treacy. And also Sidoni Yao turning 48. Happy birthday to you, Sidoni. And also Jean-Marie Pascal, turning 30 years old today, fresh out your 20s. You're grown now. And Mariah Jennings, turning 25 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin. And also Denise Carter, turning 27 years old today. And Towing Fat Mark, turning 31 years old today. And Byron Cindy Pretty, happy birthday to you. And Naya Rose, turning 26 years old today. And BPM musicians, Millis Punch Chilling, turning 31 years old today. And Kadira Thomas, happy birthday to you, Kadira. And also my man, going all the way back to the 1989, my man Doug Bell. Happy birthday to you, Dougie Doug. And then my man Doug Fresh, yeah. And also KK, happy birthday to you, KK. And Michael Project Urban Life Line, Michael. Happy birthday to you, my brother. And Renee Henry Hand, happy birthday to you. My girl, Ann Martinez, turning 53 years old today. And Steve Collins, happy birthday to you, Stevie Steve. And Tanya Blanco, my girl Tanya Blanco. And my girl Sharon Durham. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1989 Penn State, baby.
my girl Erica Adams Goodwin. My girl Erica Adams Goodwin. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 11th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the dance, a rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember to what we say, because this type of shit can happen every day. Yeah. So that's how it go, y'all. You know, your kids are going to get involved in all kinds of shit that you may not agree with while they're on their journey to become adults. While they are on this journey called life, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to do things on purpose. They're going to wild out, act crazy, act a fool, go just take you through all kinds of changes that you really don't want to go through. But I know that it's going to be all right one way or another. I mean, there is really something to be said about if they're not really hurting anybody and what they're doing is not affecting anybody in a negative way, we kind of have to look the other way. But some of this shit just make you get on your nerves, get under your skin, and it may really bother you. And you may hope that it really turns around. But there's some things that are beyond our control. We do have to accept that our children are going to get to the point where they're going to make their own decision. Now, will we make the decision to allow them to make their own decisions and hope for the best decision possible? You decide. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Sorry for the people who couldn't see the stream very well, but you know what I mean, good looking for going over on the Blog Talk side and representing over there. You know I mean, it's good to see people over there. This should take me all the way back to the 2009 and 10. All right, y'all, I appreciate y'all coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death, resuscitation, and love you right back to life. You think I won't win, I will. Sit back, relax, and chill. Yeah. All right. We will see y'all tomorrow night. We'll be back for the Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. So my blog talkers, I'm going to get you on up out of here. We got to go. I gotta lift you. Your love keep on lifting higher and higher. All right, y'all. Peace. So I get back with you. Oh, don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. All right, then.